Went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse. And the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day. Don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. And the best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. 99% of the time, I will be the one answering that phone. So if you want to talk to me, if you have a question, if you have a concern, if there's something that's not right health-wise, I would encourage you to call me directly and let's have a conversation. If you're a little bit apprehensive about communicating over the phone, because, I don't know, for whatever reason, please don't text that phone because the phone does not receive texting. It's a phone that only receives phone calls. But you can email me directly to my email address, which is docrick, D-O-C-R-I-C-K, at spineboy.com. Again, docrick at spineboy.com. And whatever your concerns, questions, whatever, I want to get an answer for you so that you can move forward with your health and your life. And that's what my job is. That's what my purpose is. That's what my passion is. And I appreciate you tuning in. And we're here each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and listen to any of the shows from the past. We have shows from our station up in New York. We have our shows from a station out in San Francisco. And we have shows from, obviously, Savannah. And that's thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com. Another wealth of information that can get to answer lots of your questions would be to go to spineboy.com. That's my website. There's over 250 pages of different health conditions that tells you what the medical profession is, what the alternative perspective is, and gives you an opportunity to make a choice for yourself. And if you're tired of taking medication and tired of the endless treatments and being on the treadmill of treatment, if you're tired of setting yourself up for failure which is what our healthcare system is designed to do, set everybody up for failure as far as their health goes. That way everybody gets paid and you get to suffer. I would ask for you to give me a call so that we can end your suffering and empower you and enlighten you to take back control of your health. And the man that helps me do that each week is in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin. He's an interfaith minister. He's a Tai Chi expert. He's a father. He's a loving soul, and he's a good friend of mine. And we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
It's great to be here again. And, you know, I like the fact that we can have these conversations because it gives us an opportunity to describe some of the things that people are facing with their health and to provide other kinds of solutions than what people might experience if they're just relying on going to the regular medical doctors that people tend to see. And there are other perspectives. You provide one of them, but you're not the only one that provides an alternative approach to healthcare, but you certainly provide an important one.
Yeah, I do everything that I can. I have spent the last 30 years learning and studying and perfecting my craft of my type of healthcare. I am a licensed chiropractor, and I'm sure we're going to get into what that means. But you know, I also do 30 different techniques that I've learned since graduating from chiropractic school and getting my doctorate. So there's 30 different ancillary techniques that I do that help me answer questions, help me sift through what's going on with a person, and helps me pinpoint what is causing their problem. And as I always say, is if you address the cause, if you address the why, then the what goes away. And so if you have a what that's bothering you, whatever they want to call it, whatever name they want to put on it, and you're tired of having it, my job is to help you understand and how to address the why associated with it. So that's what I do, and I would be happy to do it for you who are listening.
Well, that's great. I mean, ever since I've known you, I know that every year you're going off and studying other forms, other healing modalities and techniques, and coming back and adding them to the practice you do. But the foundation of your practice, as you mentioned, is chiropractic care. And I think a lot of people think about that as just being a back doctor. But can you talk to us a little bit about what chiropractic actually means?
Well, chiropractic means the practice of healing by hand. It is a Greek word, and chiropractic developed after the first spinal adjustment caused someone who had lost their hearing to recover their hearing way back in 1895.
That's how it started.
Yeah, the very first chiropractic adjustment restored hearing to a janitor in a building where D.D. Palmer, the founder of modern-day chiropractic, worked. And, you know, he realized that his janitor friend was having some difficulties and difficulty hearing, et cetera. And so he had him lay down on the table, and he found that there was, you know, on the one side of his neck, right behind the ear, one bone was sticking out on the one side versus the other side, there was a depression. So he was like, it seems to me like this bone has moved, translated to the side, mm-hmm. more so than being in the center. And so he set him up in a particular position, and he gave him an adjustment, and the man's hearing came back.
That's remarkable. How would that adjustment, that first adjustment, was this something that he already knew about how to do?
Or? No, he was just simply trying to solve the equation that was just sitting in front of him. He was trying to do a lot of what it is that I do, and, you know, not so much focus on what's wrong with the person, but mm-hmm. why it is going on. And when he evaluated the person, he palpated him and he touched his neck, and he noticed that one side was sticking out further than the other side. So he's like, this seems like it's moved. So let me move it back in the right direction and make it line up with everything else that's in the neck. And sure enough, the quote side effect of getting that adjustment was the man's hearing was restored.
Well, that's amazing because, you know, you think about these adjustments that you do to the spine and this particular one, which restored his hearing, these require you to really know how the body works, how the body's put together, so that it's not like you can just grab somebody and make an adjustment. There's a lot that goes into the knowledge behind that.
Well, there are people who will just grab their friend or family member or whatever, and they, mm-hmm. they will lift them up and quote, crack their back kind of thing.
Right.
And at the end of the day, we emphasized in our schooling and the understanding of the importance of specific chiropractic adjustments and not just adjusting people randomly and knowing what you're doing and proper evaluation and clinical expertise. And there's a lot that goes into adjusting people. Now, truth be told, there are physical therapists and other practitioners who will go for a weekend seminar,
mm-hmm.
and they will learn what took me 10 academic semesters to learn how to do efficiently and how to do appropriately. So you may go to a physical therapist and they'll say, yeah, I just went to this seminar and I learned how to do manipulation of the spine, and you're taking your health in your own hands, and they're not as efficient at doing this kind of thing as, let's say, I am, or traditional chiropractic training. Now, I've taken it upon myself not just to do the traditional chiropractic training, but go learn all these 30 different ancillary techniques of applying the wisdom of how the body heals to the body using various theories of healing, like the mm-hmm. Chinese five-element theory, or homeopathy, or naturopathy, or, we got certified in physical therapy and electrophysiology and chiropractic and nutrition and kinesiology, and all these things went into my education, and we continue to expand upon that education as often as I can, because when a patient comes into my office and they don't respond the way that an average typical patient would respond based on 30 years of doing this, then that's God's way of telling me, Rick, it's time for you to go out and get some new knowledge, because the knowledge that you have isn't sufficient for the person who's sitting in front mm-hmm. of you. And over the years, I recall this one particular patient who came to see me. She called me from, I think it was Virginia, but it could have been Maryland. I think it was Virginia now that I think about it more. She called me and she was just like, do you do this particular technique? Because my parents live in Connecticut and I'm going to be driving through, and you seem to be like the most qualified practitioner in the area, so I'd like to come see you. So at the time, she wanted me to do a technique that I'd never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
So I had been developing my own technique to address things in a similar manner, and she wasn't very enchanted with what I was doing, and she essentially fired me.
Oh, no.
And that was a very humbling experience.
Yeah.
And so instead of being offended by it, it motivated me. I was like, all right, if this person says that I'm not doing enough of what they need me to do, I'm going to go learn exactly what it is that she wants me to do. I went and became one of the first 100 people in the world to get certified in this technique, and I called her back. And I said, listen, not only do I know what you want me to do, but I'm one of the first 100 practitioners in the world to be certified in it. Would you consider coming back to see me? And to her testament, she did. She came back. And now, anytime she's driving through the area, she always gives me a call, and she always comes in. And if she's in a pinch someplace else and she needs to go see somebody, she wants me to screen the doctor for her. And so we have this nice little bond and this level of trust that she has within me. Why? Because I showed her that her care and what she wanted was important enough to me to actually go learn and get certified in how she wanted me to help her.
That's a great story, and it's a testimony to the kind of approach that you have to healthcare. And I mean, I want to go back to your foundational skill set and your, I guess, the license that you have to practice chiropractic care, because I think a lot of people are somewhat familiar. You may drive down the road and see a chiropractic office, but not all chiropractors are the same. There are different motivations that run chiropractic practitioners. Yours is one where it's not just about doing the chiropractic care, but like you say, you have these 30 other techniques. So you're really looking at trying to provide people the service.
Right. My whole, there's many different chiropractic schools. There's actually a chiropractic school right here in Georgia called Life Chiropractic.
Uh-huh.
And Life Chiropractic is different from the kind of schooling that I went to up in a suburb of Chicago called Lombard. So I graduated from what was originally called National College of Chiropractic. It's now National University of Health Sciences, because it offers chiropractic, it offers physical therapy, massage therapy, naturopathy, I think even acupuncture. So there's a whole series of health sciences that they offer there. And when I went through schooling back in the early 90s, National College of Chiropractic was, quote, considered a pseudo medical school, because they gave us a lot of physiology. They gave us a lot of understanding. Instead of studying pharmacology, though, we studied nutrition.
Huh.
And a lot of the other chiropractic schools, some of the other chiropractic schools out there at the time, didn't offer some of the training that they offered at National. And so coming as a zoology pre-med major, and wanting to go on to med school because I wanted to be a cardiothoracic surgeon, and then I hurt my back, and in the process of hurting my back, I went to the, quote, the local quack that had saved my dad and a bunch of my dad's friends who were roadrunners from having needless procedures done, and he was an applied kinesiologist. And so I was exposed to applied kinesiology even before I had graduated high school. And so when it came time for me during the summer between my junior and senior year of college, when I hurt my back, I went to see Dr. Maffetone, and he really took his time to impress upon me what he was doing, and in a 45, 50-minute office visit, I changed my career. Wow. Because I felt it was important to get to the why people have problems, not just necessarily treat the what. And within the, every profession, there are those who are, quote, what I call technicians, where they know what to do and they know how to go through the motions of doing it, but they don't necessarily address the why they have to do it or why the person has a particular problem. And so I spent a lot of time with the ancillary techniques that I've learned, trying to get to the core, getting to the source, getting to whatever the imbalance is, whether it's emotional, whether it's due to too many toxins, nutritional imbalance, allergies, physiological imbalances, structural imbalances, and for those who are open to it, dealing with people's spiritual imbalances. And by looking at a person holistically, I'm able to help not just, quote, treat back pain, but get to the source of why they have the back pain. 99% of the time it has to do with your digestion. Address that, and then the back pain goes away, and then they don't need to come three times a week for the next 6 to 12 months to get spinal adjustments, because that's what a lot of my colleagues do.
Yeah, that's I've experienced that, where a lot of them, it's like, we'll see you three times a week for an adjustment, and the adjustments actually don't really seem to hold. So you need to get it done again and again. And
right, which is why they say you need to come back, because we need to train your nervous system into accepting the accurate position as opposed to the distorted position. And I, going through school, when I was hearing about that and when they were teaching us about practice management and all of that, I'm sitting in class and I'm just like, I don't agree with any of this. I'm going to go through the class, I'm going to get the education, but at the end of the day, when it comes time for me to practice, I'm probably going to be a little bit different than what they're teaching me in school, for the simple fact that, you know, Mrs. Jones comes to see me on a Monday and she's got a headache. I give her an adjustment and her headache's gone before she gets off the table. She's back in my office Wednesday with another headache. So I give her another adjustment and her headache again is gone. So now I'm Friday, I'm looking at my office waiting for her to come in with a third headache, and she doesn't come in Friday. But she is my first patient Saturday morning, because she had plans Friday night and she wasn't going to let a little headache get in the way of her plans. So I saw her Monday, I saw her Wednesday, I saw her Saturday for three different headaches, but she came in the following Monday with another headache. And I'm saying to myself, my treatment isn't effective. Yes, the adjustments help, but they're not getting to the source of why she gets headaches. So I started delving into and researching and trying to understand, okay, well, what's involved with headaches? All headaches are caused by a gallbladder imbalance. The gallbladder meridian, as you're aware of, circles the head back and forth several times before it descends down through the body. And so when you address the source of a person's problem, then the problem goes away, and it doesn't go away for a short period of time. It goes away until the person, for lack of a better term, injures themselves and causes it to rear its ugly head again. But for the most part, the patients that I see, once I get their body doing what it's supposed to do, I see them maybe once a month.
Now, because we predominantly think about chiropractic as being care for the spine, and the spine is a crucial part of the skeletal system, because it actually provides the pathway for all the communication between the brain and the body. So does the spine relate to all the health problems that you encounter?
Well, what's interesting is the fact that when I first got out of school, I got a license in the state of New York, and the state of New York chiropractic law basically says that if you can relate the problem to the spine, then it's within your purview as far as treatment goes. Well, since the nervous system passes through your spine and controls every aspect of how the body functions, realistically, whether they knew it or didn't know it, they gave me free rein to treat anything, any health problem that a person has. Now, over the course of the years before I moved to Georgia and got my license in Georgia, okay, Georgia's every state has subtly different laws related to chiropractic, okay? And as long as I can relate everything to the spine and through a spinal manipulation, I can help anybody's health change. But when we're dealing with the ancillary services of nutrition, obviously that has nothing to do with a chiropractic adjustment. So recommending a whole food supplement from Standard Process in an effort to support the muscles that hold the bones in place is a way of going to the source of why the person would have a spinal misalignment. And so all the different tools that I use within my tool chest in an effort to help somebody to be healthy, it's primarily founded in chiropractic. All the ancillary techniques I do were developed by licensed chiropractors, but they had the same passion and the same questions that I had. Why? Why does this develop, and what do we have to do to get rid of the why? And so all the mentors that I have, I've been in practice for essentially 30 years, but I have well over 1,000 years of experience just from learning from these giants of men like George Goodhart or a Viktor Frankl or a Dick Versendahl or a Scott Walker or a Leslie Feinberg. I mean, all these doctors that I've learned from, they took all their years of experience, focused it in a particular technique, and now I inherit all of those years of experience in addition to my years of experience. And so there's, you know, I'm confident with any time a person comes into my office, I can know very quickly whether they should be in my office and I can help them with the tools that I have or whether I need to refer them. And truth be told, I do make referrals, but a great majority of the time, there's things that I can do, so I don't need to make a referral. Now, the choice ultimately is up to the patient. If I think they need blood work, I'll send them to their medical doctor to get the blood work so that I establish some level of communication and some level of relationship, because at the end of the day, both of us work for who, Mark?
The patient.
Right. The patient is the boss.
Yeah.
And I want to do what's best for my patient so that when my patient is in a pinch, they're going to be likely to go back to the person that helped them the most. And that's why I give people my cell phone number, and that's why I make myself as readily available with as much information as possible.
Yeah. Now, when you, it makes me think from what you just said that when there may be a spinal misalignment, it doesn't necessarily mean that you were like in a car accident and had whiplash or something like that. But there are other things that can actually lead to those spinal misalignments.
Sitting in a chair all day and being frustrated at your workstation. That'll lead
to
spinal misalignments all day long because you're suppressing the frustration. That's overwhelming your nervous system, which goes to the muscles in your low back, which are going to be probably a little bit tight because you're under stress and under tension. And those muscles are going to pull unevenly from one side to the next side. You're going to pull a vertebrae out of its normal position. Now, we're not talking about a whole dislocation. What chiropractors treat is a thing called a subluxation. And a subluxation is a minor misalignment of a segment of a spine, causing irritation to a nerve with a loss of normal function. The second definition is it's an interruption of communication from the brain to any cell, tissue, or organ in the body, causing the body to malfunction. And when you get rid of that nerve interference and establish normal function within the joint or joints that are out of balance, then the person gets well very, very quickly.
So you have 24 bones in your spine, essentially. So at each one of the joints that you have in the spine, are different things passing through, or is it, you know, is...
Yeah, each nerve level goes to a different series of organs and glands and tissues based upon the spinal level, okay? Now, the main circuit breaker for, let's say, your gallbladder is T4, but the main circuit that will blow as a result of your gallbladder being stressed out is your C1 vertebrae.
So when T4 is in your rib
cage. T4 is in the middle part between your shoulder blades. That's the direct correlation to the gallbladder. Those nerves leave the T4 vertebrae spinal area and go directly to the gallbladder. But the circuit that controls the gallbladder sits right at the base of your skull. So, for instance, when a person gets a headache, I know, A, their gallbladder is involved because the headache meridian or the gallbladder meridian is involved, and I know that I'm probably going to have to adjust one or both sides of their cervical spine right at the base of the skull. And every time you do that, you reset the circuit that controls the gallbladder. You're also resetting the gallbladder, and then the reason for the overwhelmed energy within the gallbladder circuit goes back to normal, and the headache goes away.
And so when you're adjusting something like the neck there, you're saying you have to adjust one or both sides. So
yeah, depending upon what's going on with the person. And if you have the kind of tools that I have available for me, mm-hmm. we can determine which one is out. Maybe both are out. But I'm going to tell you this. One is primary, mm-hmm. and one is reactive to the primary.
Mm-hmm.
And if you address the primary, all the reactive other levels within the body mm-hmm. will correct on their own because they were compensating for the fact that the primary one had moved.
Mm-hmm.
So determining which one is primary and addressing that, what I've seen in my practice, minimizes the number of treatments that a person needs so they don't need to come see me three times a week.
So if somebody's adjusting these secondary and tertiary adjustments where there's other misalignments, but not
those
addressing,
will keep coming back because the primary
is
wasn't addressed.
It's still out of whack.
Yeah. Those are all compensating for the fact that the primary is out. And if you never address the primary, all the secondary and tertiaries and all the ones that come after that are going to keep coming back. Why? Because the boss, if you will, mm-hmm. the one that's in charge, hasn't been properly addressed.
So, I mean, when you're adjusting somebody's neck, I mean, that sounds like a kind of a scary thing. I mean,
well, it can be scary. It can definitely be scary.
Uh-huh.
But what was interesting for me, when I went to chiropractic school, I was so 100% committed to chiropractic because I wanted to help people never get sick, never have heart disease, never have cancer, never have autoimmune, never have any of these things. And truth be told, chiropractic school didn't teach me how to address those things, but it did tell me how to become a good clinician,
mm-hmm.
how to make sure that you're evaluating a person appropriately, et cetera. And so when I got into chiropractic, all I wanted to do was learn and immerse myself as deeply as possible. So I started taking seminars while I was in chiropractic school to answer the questions that weren't necessarily being answered in class because the teaching itself, they were going only so deep into mm-hmm. the understanding. And so I would go take these ancillary seminars, and I became known within my graduating class that every time a teacher would talk about this particular technique that I'd become proficient in, or doctors that use that technique to find these things out, everybody in class would turn and look at me like I was some sort of outcast. But what was interesting was when we were going through our clinicals, okay,
mm-hmm.
and when we would solve patients' issues as a group, okay, it was all group learning kind of
right,
stuff,
right?
You know, every single one of my colleagues and even my head clinician that I would have to answer to, they ultimately would get to the point where they would ask me, so Rick, what do you think's going on based upon all the things that you do? And I felt, you know what, it's interesting because the person will get low back pain, and I know it's 99% of the time related to digestion. So I'm like, well, we need to check this particular aspect of their digestive system, and then that's out of balance. We need to make sure that we're correcting that, not just simply giving them back adjustments in an effort to help take the pressure off the nerve.
That's just fascinating. Fascinating to learn more about how you came into this and how you approach chiropractic care. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about chiropractic care and your approach to health.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're at Suite 404 of Building 400. And if you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that is to please call my cell phone. That's what's going to connect to me directly, and I want to be there for you to answer your questions. When your health matters. That's what this show is called, When Your Health Matters. I don't get to decide when your health matters. You get to decide when your health matters. So I would encourage you to call me, get in touch with me so that we can get the answers that you need so you can get back in the game of life and get back on God's plan of being healthy and expressing health and being a loving human being to support all other human beings. And so today we started talking a little bit about back pain and giving you a history of chiropractic and a little bit of history on me. And Mark, I'm sure you have more questions.
Well, I'd like to talk about specifically about back pain and find out a little bit more about it, because it seems like this is one of the most common health problems that we're facing in America today.
Well, it is. 80% of people will experience debilitating back pain, meaning lose work, can't get out of bed,
that's
to one
severe.
Degree or another. Mm-hmm. 85% of Americans will experience that at least one time in their life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's quite a bit. So what makes your back so vulnerable to that kind of pain?
Well, it has to do with the fact that we went from being quadrupeds or walking on our hands and feet to being bipeds and standing straight up and creating spinal curves within the back. You got two lordoses and two kyphoses, which we can talk about in a minute. That helps to act as a shock absorber, along with the different vertebrae and the discs in between that act as a shock absorber. And when we stand up and move and we don't do things symmetrically, and with gravity working against us and with poor dietary habits and poor exercise habits and generally being lazy, et cetera, we need to appreciate that, you know, you're going to have issues related to that. And anytime mm-hmm. you have issues, you want to make sure that my perspective is make sure that your communication is working first. Make sure there's no miscommunication going on. And mm-hmm. once we know that's working, make sure that everything else is working that feeds off of that.
So you described that there's the different curves in the back that mm-hmm. have specific nomenclatures that go with them. And that is really about the suspension system that your spine offers for you, so that you don't, because if your spine was purely straight.
Right, it's not one pure pillar, because then that would create a lot of trauma. So God was smart enough to put these cushions between the vertebrae that act as shock absorbers. Those mm-hmm. are your vertebral discs. Mm-hmm. They help to allow for flexibility and movement, as well as giving support to the spine. You got all the different vertebrae that sits between that get stacked up like tuna cans. But if they were stacked up straight like a pencil and you drop the pencil, typically what's going to happen is that pencil point's going to break because there's no give to the pencil. But if you put a couple of bends in it, mm-hmm. a couple of bends that go from back to front and a couple of bends that go from front to back, okay, now you have flexibility and it's a little bit more shock absorbing. And that's the wisdom and the power of our creator in designing us and allowing us to evolve from being quadrupeds to being bipedal and standing up straight. And
well, let's talk about standing up straight, because when your mom tells you stand up straight and you cinch up your back to try to stand up straight and do what she tells you, or you're in the military position where you're trying to stand up rigidly straight, is that a healthy way to stand up?
Well, it is a healthy way to stand up if your muscles are going to support you in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? People, one of the biggest issues that people have is poor posture. And it always saddens me when I'm walking around and I see elderly people, whether it's male or female, who have like a little hunchback, right, a Dowager's hump, and their head is projecting really far forward, and they're having a hard time seeing people. Why? Because their head is now, their eyes are focused more towards the ground than they are straight in front of them. And it's like, okay, God, I would have loved to have known this person 40 years ago when we probably could have prevented that from happening by, you know, re-educating their muscles and making sure that the spinal alignment is taking place so that you're not creating an anterior head carriage and the weight of the head is causing you to now look down.
Yeah, I would think that if your head was forward, it would put a lot of strain on the muscles of your back.
It does. It also puts a lot of strain on the C5, C6 vertebrae in your neck and causes them to wear out faster. And then you get neck arthritis and degenerative changes and potential disc issues and all sorts of excess bone being laid down, which just restricts range of motion. And, you know, that's going to happen to all of us to one degree or another as we get older, unless you go maintain your spine regularly with chiropractic adjustments.
Uh-huh. So by doing that, and because you said that you wish you had seen these folks 30 or 40 years earlier, it actually takes that long for a problem like that to fully develop?
It probably takes longer than that, but, you know, if I would have gotten a hold of them in their late 20s, early 30s, we probably could have prevented it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I would have taught them about proper posture growing up as a kid, yes, your mom always tells you to stand up straight, but we don't necessarily know what that means, or we don't always do it. When I was a kid growing up, when my mom would discipline us. She had four boys, and so, you know, we'd get a little bit unruly every now and again, if you can imagine. You know, if we were acting up too much, she would, while she was working in the kitchen, whether making food, baking cakes, mm-hmm. cookies, whatever it is that she did, because my mom was good at that, she'd make us stand in the corner. And we weren't allowed to slouch when we were standing in the corner. And so we had to stand up straight with our nose in the corner. And so standing up straight with the nose in the corner, I'm sure, helped my posture. But when you're growing up, and it's interesting, I had a patient this afternoon that the mother was concerned that she always slouches. And I'm like, well, she's how old now? And she's like, well, she's 12. And I'm like, yeah, these next 2-3 years are going to be really critical for her, because if she slouches, she's going to develop scoliosis. And if you go down the orthopedic method of dealing with scoliosis, they're going to want to do all sorts of barbaric things, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, we want to make sure that she stands up straight and that she supports the muscles, the erector spinae muscles, the abdominal muscles, the oblique muscles, all the muscles that help with proper posture. And so we want to make sure that people are keeping good, strong core musculature, et cetera, mm-hmm. so that their spine can grow the way that it's supposed to grow.
Well, you must be seeing a lot more of that sort of thing now, because we're in a world where texting and cell phones are now the ubiquitous thing amongst teenagers.
Yes, but the challenge is that a lot of those teenagers will ignore how it is that they feel, or they don't want to acknowledge that they have a problem. So those are the people that I want to see now, that I probably won't see until they're in their 40s, when they're starting to get an anterior head carriage and, mm-hmm. and they're starting to have issues as a result of that. And, you know, I try to emphasize to my parents that come into my office, if you have kids, I want to basically at least offer you an evaluation of your child as part of your evaluation, mm-hmm. so that I can make sure that they're going to grow up straight and healthy and not start to grow issues that may not manifest for 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the term scoliosis. Can you tell me what scoliosis is?
Well, it's a curvature of the spine, not from front to back, but from side to side, and it basically looks like an S. So the lower part of the spine that has the particular S, the upper part of the spine is going to try to curve the other way in order to compensate. And so you kind of get like an S spine from right to left, as opposed to an S spine from front to back. The normal S spine from front to back goes back to the normal curvature that allows mm-hmm. for flexibility of the spine. But when a person becomes particularly handed, when they're always doing things, always lifting things, always carrying things, let's say with their right arm, then the spine is going to have a tendency to lean to the right, which is going to cause it to grow abnormally, and you're going to get what's called a lateral curve that bends to the right, but the curve itself, the convexity of it is going to go towards the left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, concavity of it.
Okay, and there are a couple of other terms that you use in your practice. One of them is lordosis.
Right, lordosis has to do with the curvature of your spine going from back to front. So you have a lordosis in your lumbar spine, which is your low back. There's 5 vertebrae in your low back, and they have a tendency to curve from the back to the front before it goes to the back again. So when you lay flat on a desk or a table or a bed or something or other, mm-hmm. you can typically slide your hand underneath the lower part of your back because there's space there, because you have that lordosis curve in your lumbar spine. Now, the sacral spine below that and the thoracic spine above that are going to go in the opposite direction. They're going to go from a lordosis to a kyphosis, which is, instead of curving from back to front, it curves from front to back. And then you get up to the neck again, and it goes back to a lordotic curve. So you got the neck is a lordotic curve. The middle part of your back where your ribs are is a kyphotic curve. Then you mm-hmm. got another lordotic curve, and then in your sacrum between your to big pelvic bones, that's also a kyphotic curve.
So because you have ribs, the thoracic spine mm-hmm. that's behind the ribs in the upper back, that doesn't have that much mobility, but it does have mobility, does it not?
Well, it has lots of mobility, okay? It's just mm-hmm. because there's a bony cage. That bony cage is there to protect your heart, protect your ribs, the ribs are used there to protect your lungs, because mm-hmm. those are vital organs, and we need to be able to breathe, and our heart needs to be able to pump. So you got a breastplate in front called your sternum, okay, and then you got your 12 pairs of ribs, which help to protect the housing of your lungs on the right side and the left side. And so God, and in his infinite wisdom, created a organism called the human being and the human body, and there's lots of flexibility, both flexion and extension, lateral bending and rotation, but it's not as flexible as, let's say, your neck or your low back. So there is a little bit of restricted motion there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's just natural because of the fact that you have that rib cage there.
It is. But at the end of the day, you know, you see some of these acrobatic girls, a lot of them that come out of China who are these performers,
super flexible.
They talk about, you know, they can...
Do things you don't want to even talk about.
Yeah, I mean, the way they're able to bend their spine totally against their normal kyphotic curve in their thoracic spine is just fascinating. And mm-hmm. it's, you can train the body to do anything as long as you put enough time and energy and effort into it.
Mm-hmm. So there's also on your back your scapula, your shoulder blades, mm-hmm. and they're not actually... There's no joint between the spine and your scapula.
No, there's muscles that go from your spinous processes, or those little bumps on your spine. Mm-hmm. They go from the spinous processes out to the border of the scapula. Those are called rhomboids, and those are muscles that help you pull your shoulder blades back and, in essence, stand up straight. The only way that the shoulder blades attach to the body itself is through the shoulder joint, mm-hmm. that then uses the clavicle to attach into your sternum. Mm-hmm. So your scapulae actually attach to the sternum through an AC joint or your acromioclavicular joint in your shoulder, and then the clavicle goes from the AC joint over to the sternoclavicular joint itself.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, do you see a lot of back pain that comes from the shoulder blades not being able to work properly?
Wow, that's a loaded question. I see back pain caused by foot faults. I see back pain caused by knee faults. I see back pain caused by hip faults. I see back pain caused by hormonal imbalances. I see back pain caused by digestive imbalances, problems with the kidney bladder system, the genital urinary system, the reproductive system. I see back pains as a result of the upper cervical spine not moving the way that it's supposed to. Obviously, you can have back problems related to disc herniations or other injuries to the muscles, et cetera. I mean, there's countless numbers of reasons for why a person would have back pain. And it's not just simply about giving them an adjustment. The adjustment is the treatment for the alignment or the misalignments within the lumbar spine or the lower back. But again, I want to get to the why that went out and address the why. And that can come from a myriad of different things. I mean, I had somebody with a thumb imbalance that caused them to have low back pain.
Well, this is fascinating. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, but I want to find out a little bit more because you just opened up a really interesting part of this topic, which is
Pandora's box.
A Pandora's box of all the possible ways that you might end up with back pain.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. I appreciate you listening, and we'll be back shortly.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. And if you want to get a hold of me, the best way you can get a hold of me is not to text me, but you can call my cell phone directly. I will be the one answering the cell phone. It's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you are interested in doing the texting thing, please don't text my phone number, but you can email me directly like it's a text, which is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And as always, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. And so today, Mark and I are discussing what most people go to chiropractors for, what most people think that chiropractors' main modality for treatment of this particular condition called low back pain or just back pain.
And just before the break, you were listing off a whole litany of different reasons that people might have back pain. I mean, the last one that you mentioned was somebody that had a thumb misalignment and that caused a back pain. So this is really a curious thing that if there are that many reasons for somebody coming in with back pain, you can't begin your evaluation of the person by simply just looking at their back, can you?
No, not at all. And that would be a little nearsighted or myopic of a practitioner to do that. And that's not to say that doesn't go on, but at the end of the day, as an employee of the patient, I want to do a good job and I want to do a thorough job. And there are people that call me periodically and they'll say, what does it cost for an adjustment?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, I don't just do adjustments on people that I don't know. I need to do an evaluation because it's in your best interest that I do that evaluation. I had a patient who said they had low back pain and they wanted me just to adjust them because their other doctor happened to be out of town. And it was like, okay, so I just need to get an adjustment. Can I get an adjustment? And, you know, I did an evaluation on him. I told him, you know what? For you, because you're going to go back to your doctor, I will do the adjustment the way that you want me to, but please allow me the courtesy of doing a brief evaluation so that I know you a little bit better, et cetera. And what turned out was he was having some interesting muscle response tests and things didn't test the way that they should test, and I traced them back. And I was like, you know what? Not from nothing. I know that you may think that I'm a little bit overbearing, but I think you definitely need to go get an x-ray. And long and the short of it, this guy had a tumor in his spine.
Really? Wow.
And it was impacting one of his bones. And so he had both a bone issue and he had a neurological issue in his spine. And yeah, I could have adjusted him, but that would have done a disservice to him. And that certainly would have opened me up to a particular problem because, you know, at the end of the day, it had I'd not done the right thing for him and something showed up later, then theoretically I've opened myself up to liability. And so at the end of the day, I want people to know that it's my job to minimize your cost to get your health back. But I'm going to do a very thorough job and you may just want an adjustment. And I'm like, okay, anybody who just wants an adjustment, I'm going to tell them go right down the street from my office and go see the joint. The joint, that's what they do. They just do adjustments, okay? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's a valuable tool, and I'm glad that they're there and they can help the people the way that they help people. But when you really have an interest in trying to get your health back and it's not just about spinal maintenance and going to the joint and getting an adjustment for a much reduced fee over what I'm going to charge, okay, I want you to know that I'm going to charge what I'm going to charge because you're going to get a much more involved, thorough evaluation, and I'm going to help you to understand not what your problem is, but why you have your problem.
So, yeah, I mean, yours is an approach to health, not an approach to just making an adjustment to somebody's spine.
Right.
So you said that things can go wrong with your spine because of digestion?
Yes.
Things can go wrong because of emotional imbalances?
Absolutely.
Things can go because, obviously, from injury?
But definitely.
Then you talked about you might have something that's going on in your foot or your ankle or your hip or your knee or...
Or even your thumb.
Or your thumb. So how do you find out that what's leading to this back problem? Because the person comes in and says, Doc, my back is killing me.
Why
can you
are you
help
looking
me?
At my neck? And it's like, okay, because your back is... And I do a touch and tell evaluation in my office.
Mm-hmm.
If I find a problem, I'm going to demonstrate that there's a problem there. And I'm going to demonstrate it enough so that the patient's like, okay, what did you find? What's going on here? And then now I can educate them on what I'm finding, and then I can show them the relationships of how it impacts other parts of their body. And then I can show them how to trace it back to its origin. And I show them that when we do this here, mm-hmm. it affects the whole chain of cascade associated with what's showing up as a symptom.
And sometimes that symptom can have started a long time ago. It might not be something...
And it'll be interesting where I'll ask them, have you ever had a problem in this part of your body? And they're like, yeah. And it's like, okay, well, that's probably when you set yourself up for what you're in my office for now. And a lot of times people are intrigued by it. They're grateful for it. They're like overwhelmed with gratitude for what it is that I was able to help them to understand. Mm-hmm. Because again, doing a touch and tell exam and giving the education to the patient and helping them to understand what's going on with them, I've just given them back their power. You go to a medical doctor and you're at the mercy of whatever it is that they're doing, whatever they want to order, whatever tests that they want to get, whatever mm-hmm. scans they want to do, et cetera. And you're just kind of a means to an end for them. In my office, I work for you. I'm going to do what's in your best interest, and I'm going to educate you along the way so that you understand why your body's doing what it's doing, what's causing it to do what it's doing, and ultimately what we have to do to address it so it never comes back again.
So, I mean, what you do seems so mysterious to some people. It seems like some kind of, like, how can you possibly know this about a person?
Well, that's the thing. People always say to me, you know, are you like psychic or something? How would you know that I had this problem when I was a little kid? Well, because the history of your injury is in your body, and your body's letting me know that it still hasn't resolved that injury. So this is what shows up, so I'll ask the question. Did you ever hurt your right knee? Yeah, I had an injury when I was little, like 12 years old. I, you know, had a bike accident, and my knee was laid up for a little while. Why? I said, because that injury is actually manifesting in what you're experiencing today. And they'll be, how's that possible? And I'll show them through the evaluation ways that I evaluate, and I'll show them the relationship, and they're just like, huh. Never would have expected that. And it's like, okay, so they're still have a little healthy skepticism in terms of what I'm doing. Okay, here's this mm-hmm, weird guy mm-hmm. doing what he's doing. And I'll make whatever correction that I need to make, and I'll say, you know what, when you come back in 2, 3, 4 days, however long the body needs to process that, you're going to tell me what you experienced after what we did. And 99 times out of 100, the person comes back and like, you know what, doc, I'm going to be honest with you. When you told me this, that, and the other thing on our last visit, I thought you were crazy. I thought you were a quack. But I decided to accept what you were saying just to see if what you were saying was right or wrong. And I'm here to tell you today that what you showed me and what you did for me has made a huge difference for the positive in my life. And so now I'm going to, you know, trust a little bit more in what it is that you do, and mm-hmm. please teach me more about how my body works.
Well, I think the thing that people need to appreciate, I think, is that everything, your entire history of your life does show up in your body.
It does. They're called scars.
They're called scars.
And some are visible and some are non-visible, because they could be emotional or they could be traumatic and those kinds of things. And we got a whole bunch of post-traumatic stress disorder in this country because of traumas that people have experienced. And, you know, I appreciate our military more than you can imagine, but at the end of the day, you don't have to be involved in the military to develop post-traumatic stress disorder.
No. I mean, we've all experienced various traumas in our lives, and some of them have more impact than others. And,
right.
And certainly the ones that have a lot of impact on you are going to affect you for the duration of your life.
Right, they're going to live with you.
Exactly.
And they get stored in your muscles and potentially create some level of back pain.
Well, this has been a great conversation, Dr. Rick. I appreciate it so much. We were able to cover a lot of topics, but I'm sure that there are people out there that would like to reach out to you and ask their own personal questions. What would the best way to reach you be?
Best way is always to call my cell phone. It is the thing that goes with me everywhere I go. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. Whatever the case is, come to a free class. Reach out to me. I've had people write me letters. It's like, okay, why don't you just call me? But whatever. Whatever you have to do, I'm here to help. I'm here to give you the understanding that you need. And I appreciate your listenership. And I would appreciate meeting you at some future time when you feel that your health is valuable enough to come see me. So I want to thank you for tuning in this week. Stay tuned next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You
cream that probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill. You know I want it.